Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release of Help I Sexted My Boss. We are currently here in, are we in Hyde or Green?
No, this is Green Park.
We're in Green Park in central London.
There's a man going past on a skateboard like it's 1998.
Kalabunga dudes, yeah, we're in Green Park. We are social distanced. We are here with producer Ben. Hi guys. All right, Ben, calm down. And we're actually on, I told William to bring a blanket, but we're actually on deck chairs.
Yes.
Right? It says here, park deck chairs, 1 hour, £2. Dick Turpin wore a mask. 2 hours, £3. You might as well spank my ass in front of everyone here. 3 hours, £4. Why don't you just freaking come in and piss on my kids on Christmas Day? 4 hours, £5, and all day, £9.50 for a deck chair, and William has gladly paid.
I pay for all three of us.
He's paid for all three of us.
Because I'm generous.
Also,
notice you didn't offer.
Show everybody what you're drinking.
Well, G and Divas, I'm drinking, they're quite good, you should get on to this.
Am I recording?
They might catch on. It's called a dry gin and diet tonic in a can.
83 calories.
And I've currently had about 500 calories.
William's had two, and I just said to him before.
I've had three, actually.
Oh, have you had three? I went, you know the doubles, don't you?
Which I didn't. So good luck, everyone, with this episode.
Yeah. So we're out here in Green Park, socially distanced. The first time I've seen the boys in ages.
Yes, this year, I think, maybe.
So, yeah, shall we... What are we doing?
Well, have you brought any of your baked goods?
Yeah,
This homemade pumpkin pie, where everything was shot.
You told me to bring munchettes, so I've brought some...
Right, these, Jordan's just handed me, are these homemade?
No.
These are Tesco 2 Scotch eggs, meaty and golden.
Oh.
It's got my name all over it.
I brought, William's had a drink, I brought some.
Pork pie, I'm not going anywhere near your pork pie.
I've got Eastman's as well, so if you go to Tesco's, they're the cheap ones.
Oh, right.
You know, like they do Creamfields, the cheese.
No idea,
yeah,
no.
That's Eastman's pork pies.
Exclusively at Tesco. Are you contractually obliged to give me these?
No. Got gin tins.
More gin tins, marvellous.
Yeah. And you can never...
Look at these. They say very boldly, plastic tray removed, but they're still wrapped in plastic. I mean, it's hardly much of a...
It's better, though. We're getting there.
Oh, you brought your wet wipes?
Yeah, you can never...
What are they for?
What do you mean?
After we finish recording.
Well, it's just because you never need them in case you get caught short and you have to go in a bush.
I'm not going in a bush.
No, I would never poo outside. But you never know.
Thanks. Good to know.
So some wet wipes. And I've got my pumpkin pie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have you got yours?
I brought my Simnel cake, yes.
Oh, let's have a look at that. Oh, look at that.
With the marzipan
get
balls.
Get a picture, Ben. Oh, no, we'll
to
get
represent the apostles.
Okay, so my pumpkin pie didn't exactly go to plan.
Right. And talk us through. How did you make the pumpkin pie?
So you get the pie mix out the tin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you put it in with some coronation milk.
Coronation milk?
Yeah.
What the hell's coronation milk?
Is it...
You mean carnation? That's a brand.
Everyone's looking. Is it called
The brand is called Carnation.
Is it not Coronation?
No. I think I'd know.
Is it Coronation Chicken?
Coronation what?
Coronation Chicken that you haven't...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
you haven't put Coronation Chicken in this, have
no,
you?
No, no, no. It's Carnation Milk. So anyway, you do that. And I put the mix in and then I put too much in and it went everywhere.
Right.
So it spilled everywhere. So then it's only half. Okay, are you ready to have a look at these?
Yes. Lordy, Lord Jordan.
You can hear Ben laughing.
Can we just take a photograph of those, please?
Right, they look like... I think I text you saying it looks like an Oompa Loompa's done a dump on a baking tray and I've cooked it.
Don't say that.
Right, but they taste nice. And you know when it says stag your fork in?
It says what?
Stick your fork in to check if any of it comes out on the fork. You can see where I've stuck the fork in.
Right.
So try a bit. It's nice.
Can I just hold them again? I'm going to empty back before I touch them. So I'm COVID secure.
Why are they sweating? Why have they got sweat on them?
I'm sweating. I'm about to eat them.
They are quite nice. They just look horrible. Looks like quiche a bit, doesn't it?
I wish it looked like quiche. I've never had pumpkin pie.
Have you not? I had it in flood. That's why I wanted to make it, just randomly. Thought, you know, it's what Jesus would
it's
have wanted.
It's very thin.
Yeah, because it's very thin, because the a lot of it's spilled out.
Oh, I don't even know if I want to eat it.
No? Ben?
It tastes very savoury.
It's not meant to be. It's meant to be sweet. Ben, do you want to try?
Hmm.
Come on. So, Ben... Oh, God.
I mean, it...
just falling apart in Ben's hand.
Oh, God.
What do you think, honestly?
Do you know what? It's not terrible. It just tastes of pumpkin, but...
Yeah, I'll try.
I'm not
bit.
Sure I want pumpkin and sugary things.
Mm. It's okay, isn't it?
I think the Americans are welcome to this.
Mm. You can taste the cinnamon.
You can taste the cinnamon.
I went a bit OTT on the cinnamon.
Mm.
Mm. It's usually thicker, but...
I'm glad it isn't.
It's good with squirty cream. Mm. Okay, let's try yours.
I will eat the rest of this in a minute, once I've had another drink.
Oh. Okay.
Right, so this is Simnel cake. It's like a
Simnel.
Simnel. It's like an Easter Christmas cake. Ben's already hating it because
which is
he doesn't
mine,
like
which
fruit
is yours?
Cake.
Which is yours?
Mine's the one with more left.
Okay. Right, so, and why is this to do with Easter?
Well, it just is.
There's a lot of...
I mean, Ben, we're slightly biased here. I offer it to Ben and he goes...
Just want you to try a bit and see who's
just
is better.
Just have a nibble on that.
It's like Monaco all over again.
Now, I think this is... I love fruitcake.
I'll have a try. Is it fruitcake?
It's fruitcake with almond paste in the middle.
Oh, it's like Christmas cake.
Yes.
There's a lot of marzipan.
I'm watching...
What?
Ben looks like he's about to throw up.
Look like me on edge of a cliff.
Oh, shut up.
Didn't take long, did it?
No.
Right, okay, Ben, point. Is he allowed to speak yet?
Oh, he's gone for another bite.
Ben, whose bacon's the best? Are we going for my pumpkin pie or...
Oh, my God. Even though he looked like he was about to hurl as he ate it, he's actually saying my Simnel cake's not bad. Who's better at cakes, can we just have out of the two of us? Me, thank you. I'm still not over that.
Well, that's the last time I baked for the Peria.
No, but you haven't really baked anything. You unwrapped some ready-rolled pastry. You emptied a tin of coronation pumpkin pie mixture. And you baked it.
Mmm, that's nice, that. I still prefer my pumpkin pie. What are those balls?
These are the balls to represent the apostles.
I beg your pardon?
The apostles.
They look like those things that you piss on in your urinal.
These are my marzipan balls. They do not look like urinal cakes. Thank you very much.
Is that what they're called? Urinal cakes?
Yes.
True story. I won't tell you who it was, but a member of my family got dared to eat one of them on a stag do and did.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. It was, you know. Yeah.
Was he okay afterwards?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Ben's now offering my Simnel cake to the punters.
Okay, so there we go. That's the cake, though. They do look like your iron. Can we take a picture of that?
Can I help? Do you want help yourself to any of my balls?
Okay, is it...
Just almond paste.
Promise me they're not urinal.
I promise you they're not urinal cakes.
Are they called urinal cakes?
Well, that's what I call them.
It's very busy here today on Green Park.
Very, but we are socially distanced, right?
We are socially distanced. Okay, what's next on the episode? Next item, please.
Next item, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Oh, okay.
First of all, have you muted our WhatsApp group?
No, why?
I just wondered.
Have I not replied?
I just went through my head.
No,
because you know that other woman that used to be on our WhatsApp group who we got rid of?
Oh, yeah.
She muted us.
Did she?
Mm. I just thought you might have gone down that line.
No, I've not muted yet.
Okay, we clarified that.
God, where would I be without yours and Ben's sharp wit and sense of humour?
Radio Lancashire, probably.
Right, you've got a gift for us.
Yes, yours is there and Ben's is there.
Okay.
It's a little red box. I should just point out, I have one as well, but I haven't brought it with me to the park.
Who sent us this?
One of our lovely G&Tvers.
Oh, Love Out Light, a love station, mate. It's a notebook with my name on it. And I've got a little card.
A card that says, what does it say on the front?
I'll read it. Tar very much. To Jordan. Sorry, that cake's repeating on me.
Oh, shut up.
It is.
Yours or mine?
Yours. I need some Rennie. I'm shitting through Ivan Needle after that. Did this... What's up with you, Ben? You might not be able to hear him speak. You can bloody hear him laugh.
Normally he's on mute. I know. Just realised. Or in another room.
I know.
When we record.
Dear Jordan, thank you for being an absolute gem. You're one of them. The most genuine, down-to-earth, kind-hearted people I've ever known. Your laugh radiates happiness and joy. Please don't be conscious of it. You're hilarious. This is lovely. You're hilarious just by being your natural, needy, northern self. Don't ever change. Accept the compliments. I can't. Thank you. You deserve them. Can't wait to see you on tour. Lots of love, Sophie. Here's my number / Insta if you ever wanted to get in touch.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Mine says, dear William, here's a notebook. Thanks, Sophie.
Ben, you read yours out. Dear Ben, thank you for working just as hard, probably harder, than William and Jordan.
Oh, thanks, Sophie.
Your presence is always felt in every episode of Sexted, even if you haven't said a word. You were more than an adequate stand-in for Jordan while he was in the castle, guys. And I'm a massive advocate of # let Ben speak. Let's face it, the podcast literally wouldn't work without you. Lots of love, Sophie. How come Sophie's not put a number for you?
I think it must have rubbed off.
Oh, yeah, it's rubbed off. Yours is grey, isn't it, Ben? Yeah, do you want to swap?
No, you can't swap. The notebooks have got your name on it.
Yeah. I like grey, though.
Yeah, but... You can't be grey.
No. I sound ungrateful now. Sophie,
maybe you should send a grey notebook in and just put at the bottom Rachel.
No, that's my pseudonym.
That's when Jordan's posting comments about himself on Mail Online.
No, Sophie, genuinely, I love it. That's really, really kind, so thank you for sending it.
And Sophie gave me a lovely red one, which is back at...
I bet. Your pardon?
She gave me a red one.
But did she? God,
she didn't know she did, but she did.
What absolute saddos we are. We get up together and we're recording a bloody podcast in the park.
It's what Jesus would have wanted.
I know, yeah. Okay, thank you, Sophie.
Thank you for those.
Anything else?
It's lovely to see you in person.
Oh, yeah, you too. I can't believe you didn't like my pumpkin pie.
No, I said I will finish it in a minute, but I just felt that we have an episode to record, so okay. I should...
awful, doesn't it, Ben?
I mean, presentation-wise, I think mine wins hands down. Would you at least give me that?
Oh, I don't know.
What? You don't think mine wins from a presentation point of view?
I thought you'd have better Tupperware than that, if I'm honest.
This is Luxury Joseph. Click and lock.
Who?
Joseph.
Click and lock. I'm sure I've been on that website.
That's where you get your dressing gown belt.
Oh, here we go. Have we got any other correspondence? We got a letter, Ben. No? Yeah, we'll do a letter. Well, Dom, we want one. You're producing us.
Are you excited for our 100th episode soon?
Yes, can't wait for that.
Are you subscribed to us on YouTube?
Yes.
You're not, are you?
No, I'm not.
No.
Right, we have got a letter.
This is from Claire. Hello, William Jordan, and hi, producer Ben.
Hi.
He's waving. I've just listened to your discussion about saying cheese and what they say in France Germany.
We talked about this recently, didn't
I'm
we?
Neither French nor German. However, I live in France and I'm married to a German. So maybe I can shed some light. In both countries, they say fromage or... I did do German GCC, but you'd never know. Käse.
Did he really say to be fromage? Ironic,
as a play on... It's producer Ben being carried away. To be ironic, as...
All right, it's only a child. Oh, you're one of those person, if a kid starts crying in a restaurant, you give the mum and dad a shit eye, don't you?
I just have them removed. They say fromage or käse to be ironic, as a play on the English stereotype of saying cheese. In German, they don't actually have a word for it. However, the French have a word I first discovered during my first professional headshot, which, for reasons which will become clear, needed to be redone. The French word for cheese is whiz titty.
Whiz titty. So they don't say cheese in other countries.
Voila, Claire. Thank you, Claire. Whiz titty.
So when you someone says whiz titty and they've got a camera to you in France,
it's supposed to make you laugh. You see, cheese is actually quite a bad word for people to say to get people to smile for camera.
Jeez.
Because it only... I'm going to get technical with you here. It only uses what are called the zygomatic major muscles, which are your cheek muscles that pull your lips back. Whereas actually for a genuine smile, we also need to engage your orbicularis oculi, which are the eye muscles around your eyes. And so actually cheese is a terrible word because it only uses one set of the two muscles.
So what would be an ideal word?
Just make someone laugh. Say something funny.
Producer Ben's got a cracking personality.
You see? Genuine smile.
Why am I so horrible to him?
I don't know,
because
it's so lovely to
we
see
do actually We do actually love him. Can we just clarify that? And we are also behind the hashtag Let Ben Speak. We've got his agent on board. We're just currently... Are you dealing with Equity?
Yeah, I'm dealing with Equity. You're dealing with GB News, trying to up their offer.
And who else? We've got the PR company as well.
Yeah.
He's got the PR company. Oh, and isn't he in a union as well?
Of course he is.
Yeah,
so well, Equity is a union, but he's another union.
Yeah, so we've got
a... prod.
Honestly, he met frigging Jeremy Corbyn, looked like a Tory, so we're trying on
it. We're in negotiations.
We are.
We hear you, we just don't hear Ben.
Yeah.
But maybe that will change.
We'll change
soon.
It. Okay.
This has been lovely.
Yep.
I'm just going to go and find the nearest public loo and bring up your pumpkin pie. And I'll see you on Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
I hope you're not choking on one of my balls.
I think I swallowed a fly. Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.